Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Pro Call Harum bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Deb Coward is our guest, our new friend, and soon-to-be old friend, though. She's the author of Discover Questions, Get You Connected. She's a sales development instructor of sales development principles at UC Berkeley. She's a certified executive and sales coach and the president of People First Productivity Solutions. Deb, thanks again for being here. She's helping us folks with modifying our sales thinking, our professional selling thinking, to include the concept of the imperative, I think, now, of leadership. And I'll tell you, when I look back on my career, the way you treat people, the way they respond to you, if you've got customers, Deb, who will call you and say, I got a competitive proposal, would you come and help me evaluate it? Then you get them to do things like that, then you've shown them some leadership. What do you think?
I agree. I'll tell you what, the best seller I ever knew, his name was Nick, he sold me a whole lot of stuff that I never knew how badly I wanted until he led me to it.
Yeah. So talk to us some more about how we can build leadership into our sales, our professional selling skills.
So we want to give our consumers something unexpected, not something that is meaningful to us, but something that's meaningful to them, because then within them, they're experiencing this moment with us. We have become special. We have differentiated. We're no longer commoditized. So whatever it is that you sell, however it is that you interact with buyers, it's about tuning in to them, and that's what Discover Questions Get You Connected is all about. It's about how do you ask a couple of questions that will reveal that to you so that you can truly meet them where they are, create an experience, make this shift in a moment's time so that you are creating value that is bonding. And it's theoretical, but in practice, it's so powerful.
Here's a question that we wouldn't have asked 40 years ago, 30 years ago, maybe even 20 years ago. Tell me where you are. I know you've been doing some research. You're familiar with this product. I know you think you've got an application in mind. Tell me where you are in your research. Is there anything wrong with saying that?
No, that's brilliant. I talk to salespeople all day long about, don't go in there and start making assumptions about the fact that they need to know about your product. Chances are they don't, or they don't want to.
Well, and I would even say, I want to save you time, and I don't want to insult your intelligence. I know you've been doing some research on this, so that I can plug in and help you the best and make sure that you have the best experience. Tell me where you are on your journey of understanding, or something like that. I think people would appreciate that.
They would. We do research with buyers. I know buyers appreciate that. They find it to be refreshing, and they find it to be dignifying that somebody gave them the space right away instead of started pitching to them.
Right. Well, I see it happens to me, though. I walk into a place, and they act like I just crawled out from under a rock after 100 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they want to sell whatever they are incentivized to sell that day.
Yeah. And I just turn around and walk off. I leave because I have other options, right?
You do, and you don't want your time to be wasted.
That's an important thing. Talk to us about saving time, because I've just said this for so long. This save when if you can save people time, that's huge.
It is. There's actually some very interesting research about this, and it's more in the B2B space, but I think it carries over. And it is that buyers are rating time with sellers. Only 19% of them rate conversations with a salesperson as valuable. And the other 81% say time with salespeople is a waste of my time. I don't want anything to do with it because they waste my time. Well, no wonder they duck and dodge. Mm-hmm. And they put up the wall before you ever get a chance, because now if 81% of them are experiencing that, or 81% of the time they're experiencing that, no wonder they resist. So we got to break out of that. And a question like the one you just said is going to immediately signal that you'll be doing things differently. You can be the 19%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What else? What else have you got for us?
Well, it is about questions. So I think your instinct was absolutely right. Questions dignify. They give the floor over to the buyer. They don't waste your time or theirs. They give you a chance to meet them where they are. But be careful. These are not meant to be qualifying questions. Sometimes we ask qualifying questions to see, is this worth my time spending with the buyer?
Are they actually going to buy something that I sell in the next 20 years?
Yeah, let's get to that. Let's first find out about the person. Let's make it human to human. Tell me what you're looking for, where you already are. And you're going to hear some qualification within that. You don't have to do it your way. Do it their way. You're going to get a lot farther, a lot faster. When buyers rank the kinds of things they want to talk about, they put the demo of your product, the pricing of your product, case stories about people who have used your product. That's all much more interesting to them because they've done that research beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
That's much more interesting than talking about the timeline for their purchase or what their budget looks like or anything else. Put those questions a little further down, like a funnel. Those mm-hmm. qualifying questions you used to ask first no longer fit at the beginning.
And remember, folks, if you're mining for gold in sales, the gold is inside the prospect's head, not in your head. Let them talk. Ask them questions so they can talk. I need a website again, Deb.
It is peoplefirstps.com. The words people first are spelled out. PS, like we used to put it, the old school letter, but that stands for Productivity Solutions.
People All right, peoplefirstps.com. Deb Calvert, good job today. Come back soon.
I'll do it. Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.